But that's foolish. Change is inevitable.
I agree with you. And unlike some of us, many of us, I do not find men objectionable. I do not even insist that they be slaves. But for any group, there can be only so many rulers. If I am to rule, if the sisters I have chosen are to rule, there is no room for anyone else. And new ways mean more people gain the skills and the desire to rule.
That makes sense. But why stay on Dathomir, then? With your powers, you could go elsewhere and rule many more people than you can here.
It took Haliava a while to formulate her answer.
To go elsewhere would mean starting all over, learning as a child does. I have been a child already. I will not yield one bit, one speck of the power and influence I have now.
Even to gain more, ultimately?
Even so. Surrender is failure. I refuse to fail.
Vistar's chuckle was insufficiently respectful. Haliava decided to let it pass. The girl was an off-worlder, after all, not brought up with proper manners. She would learn.
And if the Bright Sun clan had stayed two clans, not joining with the Broken Columns, in order to gain power, would you have killed Oleana and Kamina and Firin, your friends?
Haliava offered a disdainful sniff.
Kamina stopped being my friend when she decided she could accept that Hapen man as her mate and equal. Not just a man, but a man without the arts. I would have no regrets about killing her. That would make Oleana my enemy, so of course I would have to kill her. Firin! Now Firin is a follower at heart. She would follow me. Why do you ask?
I suppose I was just thinking about how you looked on betrayal.
We live in the natural world, Vistara. Affection may be real, love may be real, but alliances can only be based on mutual need. The first person to recognize that a need is no longer mutual is the one who can profit by breaking the alliance. She who profits is stronger. Her line is stronger. They are better suited to crushing their enemies.
I agree. You're a good teacher, Haliava.
They continued in silence for a while, until they were less than a kilometer from the meadow. Now Haliava brought them to a halt.
Our pursuers?
Still with us. I think it is now time to find this tracking device.
They searched their gear by touch. It took Haliava a minute to find an unfamiliar bulge in her water skin. She pulled the item free and held it up into a sliver of moonlight. It was a comm link like those the offworlders carried, like those the members of the Raining Leaves traded for. Vistara smiled, all white teeth surrounded by darkness.
That's it.
She took it.
I'll find an animal.
It took Haliava only another couple of minutes to make good on her promise. She detected and grabbed an albino night hunting lizard before it was even aware of her. Immature, no longer than her arm, it thrashed helplessly as she carried it back to Vistara. With a thong, Vistara securely tied the comlink to the creature's neck. Then, from her pouch, she drew a small stoppered transparisteel vial holding a small quantity of brownish dust. This, too, she affixed to the thong. Haliava frowned at the addition.
What is that?
Blood. Luke Skywalker's blood. It took me a while, coming to Dathomir, to figure out how he was tracking me. Once I understood that it was through sensing his own blood, I've waited for a chance to use it against him.